Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I know that Pearl Harbor Day was a couple of days ago, but could you play Smoke on the Water?
I sure will. Be happy to.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Steer them will rejoice on that great day when the powers of dictators shall be taken all away. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountains where the heathen gods stay, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day.
Oh,
with Hitler will be riding on a rail. Mussolini'll beg for mercy, as a leader he has failed. But there'll be no time for pity when the screaming eagle flies. That will be the end of Axis, they must answer with their lives. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountains where the heathen gods stay, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day.
Hey, Tracy, I didn't know if you were taking requests tonight.
Yeah, I am.
Tuning in. Hey, there's a song, an older song, and it's got the reference of a lady that came from Brady, and I heard it a couple years back and haven't been able to find it online or anywhere else. I'm hoping you know what it is.
Is that the, is it Bobby G. Rice? It's called Down in Texas?
It could be, but in the chorus.
It says there's a special lady down in Brady.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. I'll play it for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bobby G. Rice, and you're listening to Hillbilly Hits right here on KNEL Radio, and you're listening to my good buddy Tracy Pitcox. Keep your dial where it is.
I want to go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head, just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. Well, I can't help but wonder, why am I still here? Got friends in Austin, be so awesome to get by there. A special lady down in Brady, I still miss her every day. Can't take the Texas out of me, it's time to head that way. I wanna go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Have a few long necks, raise a little head, just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. Gonna bring my guitar and find a country band. Play western swing and shuffles like we did back then. I wanna go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. Raise a little head, just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas.
Hello, can you play Dragonfly?
Dragonfly. Is that Bedell Watson?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if we can get that one for you, okay?
Okay, sir. And maybe Opal, too.
I've got Opal. I'll do that one for you by Tommy Collins.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
bank. Did the man give you the divorce papers? Opal, you can call me anything you want to. You always have. You know, you cussed me ever since we've been married and call me every name in the book. And you know that I've never raised my voice to you, and I'm not going to today. No, I'm not going to get mad at you. I just can't live with you anymore. You know, I never would have married you, Opal, but Daddy never would let us go with any girls. And I married the first girl I met, and that was you. Yeah, simmer down a little. Believe me, I did what I had to do. Don't make me go into it. You can have everything we've got. A house, a car, money in the bank, the muffler shop, sell it, do anything you want to do with it. Let's call it quits. We both made a mistake, and let's just drop it. Now, I'm getting a little tired of this abuse, Opal. I called you because I thought it was the thing to do. I just quietened down a little bit. Okay, 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 Opal. Remember, you ask me. I'm gonna tell you. I guess it all came to a head that night at open house over at the Coopers. I begged you to buy a new evening dress for that occasion, but no. No, you wouldn't do it. You had to wear that old faded formal that you wore to your last high school prom. I was so pretty in this dress, and all the boys wanted to dance with me, and they kept trying to get me to go outside. Oh, I got sick of hearing you tell that over and over. You know, the top of that dress kept falling down, and I kept pulling it up. You know, the years kind of take their toll on us, Opal. It wasn't as much indecent as it was sickening. No wonder it kept falling down. Not only was it a strapless gown, and at your age, but because you were half drunk when you put the dress on, you didn't put anything under it. And your hair. Women just don't wear waves and ringlets anymore. You ask me now. Well, then a couple of days later, when I was talking to that insurance man, and you kept stumbling into the room there and interrupting, why, Opal, that man didn't want any more of your fudge. Another thing, did you ever notice how that when you walked through the house, you just kind of stomped? Yeah, you just stomped along. I used to hate to walk anywhere with you. And when you would drink out of a glass or a cup or whatever, you just kind of sucked it out and made that funny sound. Oh, it used to disgust me. I wanted to hit you right in the mouth. You ask me. Well, Opal, there are a lot of other things. In fact, in the last 5 years, I don't think you've done anything that didn't either make me mad or sick. Well, I'm on my way to the remote part of Alaska. I'll be living in an igloo up there by myself, 200 miles from the nearest town. I'll be working for the government, and I'll be spotting aircraft that flies over. They say the yearly average is about 7. Once a year now, I'll go to Point Barrow and report at the relay station. Rest of the time, I'll be out there in that igloo by myself. And I'm looking forward to it. Last man that had the job went crazy and beat his head against the igloo till he died. That won't happen to me. I can take anything. Well, Opal, keep your old chin up. By the way, that's another thing, Opal. Did Did you ever notice when you talk that you kind of drew your chin back and your lips got tight and thin and your neck all wrinkled up? Boy, I wanted to bust you every time you did that. I knew if I did, I wouldn't be able to stop. Well, again, I remind you, Opal, you asked me. Everything you did was wrong. You couldn't do anything right. And now maybe I'll finally have a little peace of mind. Good luck. Good luck.
My father's mother, my granny, Geraldine Pidcock, she loved that. She had sat there in the middle of the night listening to Larry Scott. Well, it wouldn't be the middle of the night. She'd get up about 4 o'clock in the morning and listen to those late all-night disc jockeys, the disc jockey shows. And she'd listen to Larry Scott and Bill Mack and Billy Parker and all those guys. And she loved that Tommy Collins Opal song. I'd be coming in about the time she'd be getting up. We lived next door to each other, and I'd be coming in about the time she'd be getting up. I'd be listening to the radio on the way in, and she'd start on the radio about 4 o'clock in the morning whenever she was getting up. So I'd give it up, and she'd start it back up again. So, but she loved country music, and I really did. Here's Dale Watson. By request.
Come on, you got the dragonfly. It asks me in the granny lane, is that you a flying by? Hey, I know I'm a little slow, but ain't she a pretty sight? I drag up one side, but I'll fly down the other. Call me the dragonfly. Hey, I know this rig might be getting old. It's took me over a million miles, it'll take me a million more. Flashing my hat till I reach the top. I'm a blur on the other side. I drag up one side, but fly down the other. Call me the dragonfly. That's right. Making fun of me, but I don't care, cause I get there, and right on time you'll see. Hey, y'all laughing as you're passing on them steep inclines. I drag up one side, but I'll fly down the other. Call me the dragonfly. Hey, I know this here rig might be getting old. It's took me over a million miles, it'll take me a million more. My hat until I reach the top. I'm a blur on the other side. I drag up one side, but fly down the other. Call me the dragonfly. That's right. I drag up one side, but I fly down the other. Call me the dragonfly. That's right. I'm a dragonfly. I got my pretty on, keeping it cool. Finger on the Jake.
Oh, I hear you.
In a little while, for the possum's concerned, I'd like to hear who shot Sam.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tonight. You doing okay?
I feel great tonight.
That is nice. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear a few songs, please.
Okay.
The Outlaw's Prayer by the Paycheck.
Okay.
And anything by Miss Pretty Norma Jean.
Pretty Norma Jean. We'll do it for you tonight.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
Appreciate you calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." saw Wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing, shove it!" You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck. Signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Christmas, and we're wondering if you miss us. Don't know why you ever left and went away. The kids are lonely here without you. They even wrote, "Oh, Santa," about you. Please don't leave.
Pretty Miss Norma Jean for you. There's a little song called Lonely Christmas Call here at KNEL. It's a great song recorded by a lot of folks throughout the year. Georgie Riddle wrote that, and George Jones had a great version of it, and Tammy Wynette had a great version of it. Georgette recorded it. Of course, Pretty Miss Norma Jean had a tremendous version of that song as well called Lonely Christmas Call.
Tracy Pickox.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. Hey, sir, Joe Paul Nichols, Far Away?
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir.
Up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day. And when you're happy, the years fall away. Today, I looked at you, and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday, but when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
Yes, sir. Did you play the letter that Johnny Walker read?
A little Sleep at the Wheel.
Yes, sir.
I'll do it for you.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs. Drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care. When a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you. This is what the letter said.
Dear John,
I'm not afraid to die.
table. Slowly, so slowly he walked outside. He was thinking of his wife and little children back at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. Then John, he stared off into that street light. In a vision filled his poor, poor heart with dread. For you see, folks, it was him lying drunk there in the gutter, clutching in his little old hand the letter that Johnny Walker read. This is what it said.
Dear John,
December's end, two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with a thousand boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face a-shine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. but her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from our family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. Door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. Three times my shadow crossed your floor. Three times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked. Three times I came in. And each time I found the warmth of a friend. Gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
I love that by Grandpa Jones, a little song called Christmas Guest. And also, every time I hear that song, I remember our old friend David Deans, because he'd always call me every Christmas time. He'd always call me and ask me to play the Christmas Guest. And, of course, he passed away back in March. And so this is the first year, I guess, in 30 years that he hasn't called and asked me to play the Christmas Guest. But I'm going to still play that, especially for him tonight. Speaking of Grandpa Jones, he was always such a great character in this business, and he was always super kind anytime I had a chance to run into him, and he also of course was good to us on the Hits Radio Show. I came across this little commercial that he did for us back. This is back when we were on Friday nights. Originally, when we started the Hits Radio Show, we were on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. That's when we would start the radio program, and then have to move it, of course, during the football season and that sort of thing. But Grandpa actually did a commercial to promote the Hits Radio Show, and I came across it the other day.
Howdy, this is old Grandpa Jones from the Grand Ole Opry reminding you that you're missing some great country music if you're not tuning in to KNEL on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. It's called Hillbilly Hits with my old friend Tracy Pitcock. And I promise you that you will enjoy hearing the classic songs from Jimmy Rogers, Roy Acuff, Ernest Tubb, and you might even hear one from me. Listen this Friday for Hillbilly Hits.
Hey, Tracy, this is Ray Timms. I wanted to request a song.
Okay.
My mother-in-law used to listen to it all the time, and it passed away for a while. It's called Little Red Rooster.
All right, we'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Kenny.
I'm a little red rooster, and they call me the cog of the walk. Uh-huh. I'm a little red rooster, and they call me the cog of the walk. Uh-huh. When I'm a rockin' and a rollin', I don't ever know when to stop. When I'm strutting down the sidewalk, you better get out of my way. Uh-huh. When I'm strutting down the sidewalk, you better get out of my way. Uh-huh. Cause if you brush my elbow, you breathe your final day. Cause I'm a little red rooster, and they call me the cock of the walk. pulled out my 44, everybody started to run. Well, they turned out the lights, could see a dead blame thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, they turned out the lights, could see a dead blame thing. Uh-huh. I got hit with a bottle, the little bell started to ring.
To hear from my friend Gay Stevens tonight. She's tuned in on the Hits Radio program, and she asked me to go back and pick up this old song that Hank Thompson recorded a few years ago. I think the Mills Brothers had the first version of this, but I loved Hank Thompson's version of one called Cab Driver, especially for Gay Elizabeth tonight.
Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. Just want a chance to see her face. Please don't stop the meter, let it race. Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. Cab driver, once more round the block. Never mind the ticking of the clock. Only wish we could have had a talk. Cab driver, once more round the block. Cab driver, once more down the street. There's the little place we used to eat. That's where I laid my future at her feet. Once more down the street. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Perhaps I'll hold her in my arms once more. Then things will be just like they were before. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Better take me home. I guess that I was meant to be alone. I hope God sends me a loved one of my own. Cab driver, better take me home. Cab driver, better take me home.
Cab driver, better take him home. I don't think she wanted to see him. The great Hank Thompson, one of the best in this business, without a doubt. Good to see Justin Trevino. He stopped by to visit with us a little bit earlier on the Hits Radio show tonight. We're looking forward to being with Justin this weekend, actually, in Llano at the Llano Country Opry. It's going to be our Heart of Texas Christmas show. Man, what a lineup. Dotsie's going to be there, Tony Booth, Daryl and Mona McCall, Justin Trevino, Kay Tolson. All of our Heart of Texas band will be a part of that. Just going to be a star-studded show at the Llano Country Opry. 2:30 in the afternoon is our showtime, and tickets will be available at the door Saturday. So we'd love for you to get them, or you can get them in advance if you want to. You can go to heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com and get those tickets. And then Sunday, we will be in Seguin at the Texas Theater, doing the same show for the fine folks down in Seguin, Texas, on Sunday at 2:30 in the afternoon. So come see us in Llano Saturday, Seguin on Sunday for our Heart of Texas Christmas show. It's called Honky Tonks and Mistletoe. First half, country music. Second half, Christmas music. And we are looking forward to that. And looking forward to having Justin Trevino with us as well. Here's a song that Justin recorded off of his CD called Two of the Usual. Here's Justin doing one called I've Had It.
Go ahead and have
said it. Go ahead and hold her tenderly. It won't bother me one bit. I don't want to make that scene again, 'cause I've had it. Seen it. If you look close, you'll see a winter's chill there in it. It can freeze you up with time to spare in a minute. Another problem don't have to face, 'cause I've had it. She can build you up or tear you down, and I know it. These knowledge lies around my eyes are proof.
Tracy.
Oh, I feel incredible tonight.
Well, Bubba, I'm sitting here dreading the Christmas, needless to say, but those two songs I always get you to play, Dolly Parton, I'll Always Love You, and George Strait, I forget what that was called.
I Crossed My Heart.
I Crossed My Heart. There you go. Thank you, Bubba. I used to sing those to my sweetheart when she got cancer, and I lost her back in 2011, December 27th, 2011.
Wow.
But I sure would appreciate if you could play this for me this evening, Bubba.
I'll do them.
Thank you, Bud.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I should stay, you ever dreamed of. wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.